去那边，你不是加了一些不行
的？难道吗？那是 every single day, it's incredible. This is a nice man who rescued and helped us. We were taking a taxi from the Watt to go to the hotel, and the driver took a wrong turn, and we were stuck in the middle of traffic. And then Singpyeong noticed that the HL was like blowing up.And we insisted that he turn off the air conditioning. And so he kicked me out of the front seat to lift up the seat to put water in. So when he put the water in his radiator, it steamed up the whole car and we had to jump out in the middle of traffic. And then Juan flagged down a nice man in a red shirt who was giving us a ride to the train station. The man is very, very nice because we're scary looking.
Thank you.
That was not a chicken, that was the man's television. Now we're going to the train station to take a train to the hotel. But actually, we're very near our own hotel. And that's my commentary right now. That's recorded, right?
Are you annoyed?
I'm not annoyed, but...my guru is in the hotel and he's going to be leaving for Italy at 8 o'clock. So if we're late, it's not very nice because like then we don't get to say goodbye.
Yeah.
If it's not for Rinpoche, we'll just hang out in the car and take a sleep because we didn't sleep the whole night. It's okay. So we arrived there late and we missed the party. Then we're going to call up the travel agent and we're going to give him a royal Rinpoche VF. And if anybody doesn't know what that is, call up Jenny Wong. So I'm not annoyed, I'm just anxious. And I hope the other people will find a nice man in a red shirt to drive them too, so we can all meet at the train station together. And just now, when Singpyeong was trying to get inside the car with us, he frustratingly, annoyingly saw Paris jump in, air conditioned, seatbelt on, door locked, staring at him saying bye. And Singpyeong's like, oh, I don't get to go in the ride. And Paris gave this lame excuse, but Ruby told me to. I want to do this very much. I want to get up or stay up till like 6 a.m. And I want to go to Banglapu, which is on the other side of the town, to make offerings, all of us to make offerings to the Sangha. And I think you guys must have experienced it or heard of it, which is they have special hawker stands already, and they make wonderful food and soya milk already for the monks. So the monks come on their morning alms rounds, and we can buy the food they're ready made and offer it to their bowl directly. We can't touch them, especially ladies cannot touch them, and men cannot touch the nuns, but you can make an offering directly into their bowl. So we're gonna do that, and while we're doing that, we can recite Mingsama and think about supporting the Sangha all over the world. So that'd be a nice experience. I usually do that, or someone comes here, I have them do it for us. I mean, actually there's no difference in making offerings to monks here, Gandhian monks or monks. So that'd be exciting. And if we can fit it in, I wanted to see a Calypso show. Have any of you seen it? Calypso, raise your hand. Or just one? Susan up. You seen it? Is it? What hotel is it? Huh? What'd she say?
H&M
it's in America.
Yeah, that's right. I forgot the name of the hotel.
H&M Hotel.
H&M Hotel, right?
Yeah.
We have to book the tickets by phone.
Yeah.
We'll have Mali Wan Ying Gua Cha call up. Since she's here, we better call her by a Thai name because we gotta be nice to her. And we're going to try to go see the Calypso show because all the way here, Sing Tao was begging me. He was bribing me with his chicken rice. And then when we were in KL, Sing Tao didn't want to see anything. He was begging to go to Crystal Boy. He was, I'm not kidding. He kept saying, let's go to Crystal Boy, Crystal Boy. And that's in Pattaya. So that's a little far. So we're going to have to find like Golden Boy here for him. For us goody good two shoes, we're gonna walk around to the temples and pray and offer incense. At night, we'll go to the night market. For the non goody goody two shoes, they can join Sing Piao in Golden Boy, except for Jinai. She's got her own Golden Boy. You still have him, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you don't need any more.